This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
Lots of stuff that we could be talking about. Since we've been talking about crypto, there's an interesting story over at MarketWatch.com where a fund manager warns that Bitcoin could prevent society from functioning and is an extreme form of libertarian anarchism.
Yay!
We could talk about that as well. But what started off the whole crypto conversation tonight is actually you, Chris. You brought in a story about John McAfee, the man behind McAfee Antivirus, who is quite an interesting character in his own right, and not to be trusted, okay? This guy, he's entertaining as hell. You just can't believe the word that comes out of his mouth.
There's some background to John McAfee that I don't think most people know or even remember,
okay,
for those who recall. But look, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure if you go look at like Wikipedia, it's going to say something to this effect. A lot of the original antivirus programs, the people who wrote them literally created the viruses too, that they would then
say would then catch.
Right.
Wow.
So this is not something that's like,
you think he was doing that?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure you can actually go online and you can find out like where you can find quotes of him saying this, right? Like
wow.
That kind of thing. It just boggles my mind that anybody would even begin to think this guy, you know, is somebody that you would want to trust. Like, and this is like all antivirus software, period. Like, yeah. It's not just McAfee. It's just antivirus is one big fraud, you know.
Wow, that's pretty scummy.
If you use Linux, though, you generally don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason somebody, I would say, you know, to use antivirus is like is because you're using Windows and like Microsoft, you're relying on Microsoft to fix the holes, but Microsoft doesn't fix the holes in a timely fashion.
Right.
But it's like antivirus is like taking a hammer and trying to, you know, stuff out the, you know, ants that are crawling through the fence. Like, mm-hmm. Think about how effective that's going to be.
Not,
you know,
very.
Not at all.
And they just won't fix the fence.
No, of course not. The solution would be, you know, to fix the fence. I mean, I don't know if you could fix the fence, but like, you know, if it was like a hole in the wall and the ants were getting in, yeah, taking a hammer, trying to kill them rather than patch the hole in the wall.
So I'm going to just give you some more of the allegations here from this case. We got the civil case pulled up where they're going after McAfee and his bodyguard. They say that at times during the relevant period, McAfee made misleading statements and omissions concerning his financial interest and intent as to the touted digital asset. So for those just tuning in, he was promoting a crypto coin of the week, a crypto coin of the day, and he was getting paid to do this, and that's not a problem. And again, just to be clear, I don't think this should be illegal. I don't think that he should be facing any of these charges, but at the same time, it is important to realize that there are people out there who will take advantage of you, and, you know, whether it's John McAfee or somebody else, if somebody out there is making a recommendation and you buy based on what somebody posted on Twitter, I mean, you kind of deserve what you get.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't just actually do your own research and you're not cautious and judicious in the way that you invest your money. But, for example, around December 15th of 2017, in response to a Twitter user questioning whether McAfee had endorsed the digital asset Verge, that's a crypto coin, so as to, quote, pump the coin for his own financial benefit, McAfee misleadingly stated through his account that he did not have a position in the digital asset and falsely disclaimed any ulterior motive for his recommendations and endorsements. In fact, by and through his team, McAfee had built a position in the digital asset shortly before the tout in order to pump and then dump the asset into the resulting price spike. At various times throughout the period, he misleadingly characterized his endorsements of digital assets as recommendations for long-term investments when he himself, of course, was doing the opposite. For example, in January of 2018, with respect to a coin of the week recommendation, McAfee stated by tweet that, quote, all of his recommendations were long-term recommendations. He further claimed that his recommendations were based on significant research, including a review of thousands of white papers on the digital assets. By on or around December 20th, McAfee had not, quote, read every white paper. In fact, rather than thoroughly researched, truthful recommendations for long-term value, McAfee's endorsements of the assets were part and parcel of the defendant's short-term pump-and-dump scheme. Their criteria for selecting the assets centered on suitability for the pump-and-dump scheme, not long-term value or potential to, quote, change the world. His criteria for identifying them included current market price, circulating supply, market capitalization, and trading value. They understood that touting a digital asset for purchase on certain grounds while simultaneously trying to sell their previously accumulated position in the digital asset was deceptive and wrongful. For example, in the interview in 2017's December, McAfee warned investors to view digital asset recommendations with suspicion because, quote, unscrupulous promoters go, oh, I love this one or I love that one and this looks great. They don't know why they're saying it. Maybe they're saying it because they bought 100,000 coins and they can't sell them, right? said McAfee. He made these and other false and misleading representations and omissions of material facts to prospective investors in the touted digital assets during the period. And so now they're coming at him with count one, fraud and manipulation by deceptive device and contrivance, where basically the U.S. code says that it is unlawful for any person to use or employ, and I'm skipping a lot of legalese here, any manipulative or deceptive device or contrivance in regards to getting people to do something with like a stock or commodity or something like that. So basically that's saying it's illegal for you to tell a lie in regards to recommending a thing. And they go after him for count two, attempted manipulation of the price of a commodity, which seems like it's that's going to be a tough one for them to get because, you know, is tweeting the same thing as an attempted manipulation of price? You don't know what the crypto market's going to do. But anyway, they're requesting a bunch of relief here, an order of permanent injunction, which would stop them and their affiliates and their agents and such for doing various different tradings and entering into transactions of like we're discussing here. They want to pay civil monetary penalties of not more than the blah, blah, blah amount prescribed. They want them to disgorge all benefits received, so to get rid of the money that they earned in doing this, and to make full restitution to every customer and investor whose funds defendants received or caused another person or entity to receive as a result of the acts and practices that they're describing here.
Wow,
so they actually want these people to somehow pay restitution to everybody who bought and, you know, purportedly lost money on Doge in Verge.
How could they prove that? What if somebody just happened to lose money on Verge and they're like, oh, yeah, actually, I did this because John McAfee said to.
Yeah.
They can't prove it. And that's it's just a crazy thing that they're asking for here. But nonetheless, I wanted to share that with you. There's more. In order to rescind all contracts and agreements, in order to, make an accounting to the court of all their assets and liabilities together with all funds they received and paid. So, man, this is like serious stuff. And then orders of courts and costs and fees. And then, of course, they're facing 5 to 20 years on each of these counts. So if they're convicted of any one of them, John McAfee could go to prison for the rest of his life. Presuming that he is able to be extradited from Spain, which hopefully he won't be.
I wonder if they're going to use his health as a reason not to extradite, because they'll frequently, like, you know, use that as a reason.
I hope so. I don't want to see him going to prison over this. He's an entertaining guy. And
I just think it's so ridiculous.
Doesn't get extradited, won't he just die in Spanish prison?
Well, they don't have to hold him there.
They'll release him. He's not being charged in Spain.
That's correct. He's not being charged by any other government except the U.S. government. And so if the Spanish government holds the extradition hearing at some point, you know, things are going slower than ever due to COVID in all of the courts of the world. So who knows how long it's going to take them to actually hold the hearing. But if they hold the hearing and they find out that, no, this isn't an extraditable offense here in Spain, you're free. Free to go, Mr. McAfee. And then, boy, good luck to him, because they're just going to try to get him to get picked up
somewhere
else.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you have to have some sort of residency in Europe, probably, in order to avoid extradition.
Or Russia, or something.
Yeah, maybe. If he can get to Russia without going through a country
that's willing to smash him,
yeah.
603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. and take control of the airwaves here, whether it's talking about the mask ordinances coming down in states like Mississippi or more about crypto, whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think we pretty much covered all the aspects of this John McAfee situation.
Oh, we killed it.
Yeah. But if you want to comment, you're still welcome to. 603-283-6160. Or tell us about your favorite lie that John McAfee ever told, because he's got a long list of lies. I got to say, my favorite was the McAfee Bucks. Remember seeing this one?
No.
So he came up with, he cooked up with some really good graphics designer, some really nice looking graphics for what was supposed to be a printed McAfee currency. And the idea was, if you were able to acquire some of this currency, you could get some of McAfee's time. So it was worth McAfee's time, was what essentially the currency was supposed to be. And he had, like, all the designs made for these things, right? Like, he had posted graphics of what the McAfee Bucks were going to look like. I forget what they were exactly called.
His time doing what? Like, you could hire him to do stuff?
Just to sit there and talk to him. You could sit, you could just sit there and talk to McAfee. And so, like, you know, he made a big post about this and posted all the graphics and that this was going to be a thing. And, like, if you had the Bucks, you could only redeem them by physically traveling to Mexico where his offices were.
So, like, he's not coming to you.
No, he would not come to you. And so, like, there were all these provisions that were put on it and everything. Never came out. Never came out. So it was pretty funny, though. All right. By the way, one of our chatters in the room, I won't say his full name, but it's To The Max there in our chat server, our Matrix chat server, which you can join over at chat.freetalklive.com. He says there's no way that other chat is more active than this. And he's absolutely right. We do have, you know, other chat rooms that are out there. They're sort of associated with some of our video streaming platforms like Twitch and DLive, but they are nowhere near as busy as the Matrix chat server. And the Matrix server is available 24 hours a day. The DLive and Twitch chat rooms really only have any activity when the show is live. So if you want to have an interaction with other Free Talk Live listeners, the best place to go and do it is over at chat.freetalklive.com. That gets you to the step-by-step instructions on how to join the Matrix chat server, which has been, I would say, tremendous success so far. What do you think, Chris?
I absolutely think it was a success, and it's amazing how many people are on there in some of those rooms and chatting. Yeah. I can't keep up. I don't even try.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like once in a while I'll take a quick glance at it and say something, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's dozens of rooms available. You can create your own room if you want on whatever topic you want. You can administer it however you want. You know, no admins, a group of admins, different rules, whatever you want. It's up to you. You decide. Go to chat.freetalklive.com to get started. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yes, in my continuing efforts to destroy radio as we know it, I need to enlist the help of your listeners.
Okay.
And, yeah, I need to talk about Bobby Hill. He's Bobby on the radio Hill. Here now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bobby Hill, a.k.a. Brandon Hagany. And he was
Are you referring to Bobby Hill, the fictional character from...
He was in Ireland.
From, what was it?
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Thing. Oh, yeah. King of the Hill. Yeah, King of the Hill. Well, Brandon Hagany, he just has a striking resemblance to Bobby Hill. I get him confused. You can see Brandon Hagany's a picture on the internet, and he looks just like Bobby Hill. But he's on the radio. He's from East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He was not announcer, but a radio wannabe kind of guy. And he was dealing with the Tennessee Titans and Vanderbilt, whatever it is, and Volunteers and all that kind of stuff there in Tennessee. So I was wondering if any of your listeners have any experience with Brandon Hagany, a.k.a. Bobby Hill.
I've never heard of him. So he's a local talk show host in Albuquerque?
Yeah, he's very famous. He does traffic and weather.
How do you spell his last name? I can't figure it out.
H-A-H-A-G-H-A-N-Y, Brandon Hagany.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. Just look for Bobby Hill's face.
So why should he care about this?
Well, he's one of these radio conspirator guys. You know, he's one of the reasons why we need to shut down radio as we know it.
Cause I don't understand.
He's destroying the whole world with his traffic and weather here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How's that?
So, today, Mr. Gary Johnson was on the radio where Brandon Hagany is. You know that Gary Johnson guy?
Yeah, Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico and Libertarian Party presidential candidate. You're not really making things connect for me here, David.
But, well, it takes a little while. We're a little slow over
well,
here.
Well, we don't have much time.
I guess
make
right.
The connection. Why should anyone care about this guy? Like, why are you telling an international radio audience about this traffic and weather reporter?
Because he's running interference. That's a sports term. He's running interference for Gary Johnson, for one thing.
For and Gary also, Johnson? What does that mean, he's running interference for Gary Johnson?
Well, because when Mr. Gary Johnson comes on the radio, he's got some sort of political agenda, right? Because he's the governor of New Mexico, and he wanted to be the president of the whole United States.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Gary Johnson comes on the radio, and Freudian slip. Mr. Hagany, he blocks people who might want to call in and question Mr. Gary
Johnson.
Oh,
you're mad at him because he screened out your phone call. Thanks for the call.
It's probably because he was doing that horrible fake Southern accent.
It's that, David. You know, I
didn't know who it was.
I didn't make the connection. He's usually talking about something else, about like his court case or something.
He usually has something more relevant. But he's been really bad the last two nights.
Connection. So.
His last two calls have been some of the worst.
I mean, I think there's a few Davids that call in, so I didn't make the connection at first. Yeah.
I mean, imagine being so upset about getting screened out of a radio show that you call another radio show to complain about the board operator behind the scenes. Because that's how it is, right? Like, they've got this guy doing traffic and weather, but he's also running, I guarantee you, he's running the board, he's screening the phone calls, right? Because that's how radio is these days. They don't have separate people for any of these jobs.
Yeah, right? Like, it's outsourced.
I'm screening the calls on this show,
right?
And I'm the host of the show. Like, when I called up the network that the satellite system that we're up on, Westwood One, I called them up because there was a problem, and he was like, aren't you the host of the show? Because he's expecting like an engineer or somebody else, some other professional, be calling with technical issues. But no, that's my job too. So
it's a good thing you are technical though. I mean, you have
this show wouldn't exist.
Yeah,
we would have gotten that.
Yeah.
So there you go, 603-283-6160. And I don't know why he's trying to take down radio. Radio is having its own troubles on its own, and
it'll fail without anybody taking it down.
I want it to stay alive. I really do. But they're not doing enough innovative work to actually, draw an audience and get young people to actually tune in. That's the thing. There's so much out there that people can listen to now, and it's harder than ever for radio stations to compete. They still think they can rest on their licenses, but their success rests on their licenses.
Nope.
They need to get out of that mindset. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Licenses are less relevant now than they've ever been.
Yep.
And you know what? That's a good thing. So you can share your thoughts with us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate finally broke a logjam late Friday night by agreeing to provide $300 a week in unemployment benefits through September 6th, in addition to the $10,200 in tax relief for unemployed workers under President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief deal. The breakthrough comes after Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia delayed a Democratic compromise on unemployment insurance for 9 hours. The Senate can now proceed with a marathon votorama in which any senator can offer an amendment to Biden's bill before final passage of the legislation, which is likely on Saturday. Disneyland and all other California theme parks are now getting the green light to reopen after being shut down for a year. The magical day of them opening, April 1st. USA Radio News. Prince Philip is continuing to recover after his heart surgery.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's Hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The CEO of Volkswagen says the company is changing like they've never changed before. They are saying they're on track for electric vehicles to make up half their U.S. sales by 2030. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160, and that allows you to take control of the airwaves here to bring up what you want. 603-283-6160. Masks required signs are coming down, according to the Houston Chronicle, around Texas and Mississippi as coronavirus restrictions are being lifted. We can talk about that here tonight. We can talk about whatever you want. By the way, tonight it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
But we've been talking a little bit of tech. We tend to do that with you on the show here, Chris, because you host your own tech show. It's called Freedom Decrypted. And you can both watch and listen to Freedom Decrypted, or watch or listen, depending on how you want to do it, over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is every Saturday starting at about 5 o'clock Eastern. That is a video show first and foremost, but you do offer it as a podcast.
Yeah, there's a live video stream. There's not a live audio stream, but there's a live video stream directly streamed from our website. So
very nice.
We're not dependent on YouTube or any of these other centralized platforms that can censor us. So we can pretty much say whatever we want, and it's a great show. And I do more or less.
Yeah. So check him out over at freedomdecrypted.com. So, speaking of technology, we were talking about earlier how John McAfee was falsely, fraudulently promoting various different cryptocurrencies. So that's one side of the crypto world is the fraudsters. Another side is the haters, the people who hate cryptocurrency and they want to see it fail, like Tim Bond, a partner and portfolio manager at Odie Asset Management, believes Bitcoin could prevent society from functioning in an efficient and ethical manner. Now, this I gotta hear.
Well, it's because he thinks that society can only function with taxes.
Oh, is that right? See, I haven't even read the story yet.
Well, I just saw one of the headlines that said, like, it's going to prevent the government from being able to collect taxes.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem with that, you know, it's mine, too. But the problem with that thinking is that, like, do you really think that there wouldn't be garbage people picking up your garbage if there wasn't for, like, taxes in government?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's so ridiculous.
By the way,
because
I got news for you. In Keene, New Hampshire, it's private garbage.
It is. It is. And it's the case for a lot of different things. There's probably not a service that governments provide anywhere that somewhere it's not private. And that includes everything from roads gas and electricity.
Even protection services.
Protection
services.
Right. Even protection services. Like this idea that it has to be centralized is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And even space launches. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Private, too.
Portfolio manager at one of London's, this is, by the way, marketwatch.com, one of London's leading hedge funds has warned that Bitcoin, probably the best known cryptocurrency, has no real social utility other than as a tool for speculation and a means to launder the proceeds of crime.
It's not social, it's economics.
What do you mean?
Well, it's this idea that it's some sort of social thing. It's not. It's not for the social good. It's for the economic good. It's for your finances. Financially, you're better off using crypto than you are using, you know, other traditional forms of, you know, finance, like banking and similar.
I don't know if that's what he means by social utility. I think he's not talking about, like, being friends with people. He's just talking about a thing for society. Basically.
Right. But it's not for the benefit of... It's not a social good in the sense that it's not going to, you know, put your kid through school. You know?
It will if you buy some now
Okay. But
don't put your kids through school. It's a waste of money.
And put them through that.
Give your kid the Bitcoin instead of, you know, cashing it out and sending it to the government or to the college.
You know what's funny? It actually can be an educational tool in that.
Bitcoin?
In general, because give your kids some money. Let them fall hard so that they learn not to do it again. That's one of the best ways to learn. It's not by, you know, sending kid to, you know, some class somewhere, you know, because
the experience. You got to have the experience.
That. Yeah. They don't teach that in schools, you know. I mean, they might do the math and everything else, but at the end of the day, the fastest way to learn is to do it.
That's right.
Know?
Nothing teaches
crash
like experience.
Hard.
Absolutely. So Tim Bond, the partner and portfolio manager at OD Asset Management, also told MarketWatch it was damaging the planet. To my mind, Bitcoin is a particularly vile asset class. He continued to say, if Bitcoin starts to displace fiat currencies... Which, for those that don't know, is government-issued money.
Yeah, it already is beginning in some areas to do that.
Government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute will be severely impaired. And I gotta say, that is the vision. That is why a lot of us signed on in the early days to Bitcoin. That's what Roger Ver saw when a lot of us weren't clear on it.
That's like, always the thing that's piqued my interest. It's not this investment thing. Like that's a side effect for me.
That's right.
It's the freedom. It's the economic freedom that it brings. And the economic freedom brings prosperity. So.
Correct. And that is so important. And that's the thing that people really don't understand about this because, you know, the sort of low-level thinking is, oh, Bitcoin, number go up. Number go up, good. Get in now. Number go up, make money, right? Like, that's generally what people are doing with Bitcoin. They don't know
hodling.
Hodling, yeah. They don't know anything about it. They don't know what makes it special. They just know that it's in the news. Number go up.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like, I don't know, in some sense, it's kind of good that it goes up, but...
Certainly it's good.
Even if it didn't go up, it still has an amazing value. And I think that value that it has gets overshadowed by the fact that it goes up and it goes down.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like,
that's what distracts people.
Right. It's a distraction from the value that cryptocurrency has. You know,
and the value of it is that it takes the power of money, and it's hard to...
Conceptualize?
It's not hard to conceptualize this. It's hard to express how important it is. That it takes the power of money from the hands of the centrally controlled people, the bankers and the governments. It takes it out of their hands, and it puts it into the hands of the individual, of the people.
Yep.
For the first time in lifetimes that the individual can control their own value. And that is so important and is something that is so unexpressed about Bitcoin. People don't understand that. And that's ultimately what he's saying. He understands it. Mm. And he's afraid of it. because he's an asset manager for a hedge fund. Remember, we were talking about GameStop a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
The hedge funds were the bad guys in the GameStop situation. These guys are the bad guys. They profit from the failure of businesses and things like that. So he sees the future if Bitcoin's become popular enough that they will restrict the government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute. Because if more people start taking their wealth out from the dollar and putting it into things like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, or gold for that matter, putting your value into other things that you have control over, that changes everything.
Yeah, in New Jersey, there was a gym that obviously you guys talked about on Free Talk Live that had $170,000 taken straight out of their bank, but the government can't do that if your bank is your Bitcoin wallet.
And the crazy thing is, it's not that they can't take it from you. It's that they can't take it from you easily.
Sure. I mean, if you don't give them the keys, then they can't take it from you.
I mean, a hammer is amazing. It's amazing what a hammer can do.
No doubt. I mean, technically, the government's not supposed to do that sort of thing. But
I mean, they do it every day. It's just not.
Give them the keys.
It's just not with a hammer.
If you have a multi-sig wallet, you can hand them your keys, but they still can't get into it.
Right? If you can keep the person, you know, the multiple parties separate from, I guess.
The more parties you have that are separate, the more difficult it would be for somebody with a hammer to do anything about a multi-signature wallet.
Well, what I was saying was the government can just immediately freeze your assets if it's in a regular bank.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And this is the whole easy part, right? It's harder to go after many people if you have to raid every single, you know, house or building. It's a heck of a lot easier to go after 100,000 people if you have, you know, if you can just send a letter to or an email to, effectively the banks for which you want to seize their assets, freeze them, or whatever.
And the banks will comply.
Oh, they do, and they have, and they have to. It's actually interesting because they have routinely actually, and even without there being a law, they have frozen the assets of significant numbers of people over the years through just threatening, effectively, the banks. So, to suspend licenses if they don't, you know, do something that's based all around some sort of, you know, very broad order, you know, overbroad order.
We got more coming up. Your calls, thoughts, welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. And you can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up the whatever happens to be on your mind. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Chris. All right, so we're going to continue here, and we were talking about this crypto, a funds manager who hates Bitcoin. He considers it a vile asset class and says further that if Bitcoin starts to displace fiat currencies, that's government money, that government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute will be severely impaired. And that warms my heart. That's exactly what I'm looking for, because Bitcoin and cryptocurrency has been one of the key elements towards empowering the individual in the last decade, in the last 15 years. I mean, there's been no other development besides the internet itself in the last 20 or 30 years, it has been more important than Bitcoin as far as, and cryptocurrency generally, as far as empowering. But would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I can't think of anything.
We already proved that it did a lot better than Robinhood this year.
Robinhood the app?
Yeah, because that was supposed to be a big thing for the people, but...
That was just marketing.
Yeah, yeah, that's marketing. Yeah.
Proved to be very wrong about that.
Turns out Robinhood is not for the people.
No.
They're a centrally controlled mega corporation with hedge fund investors.
Yeah, whenever you see any kind of like app being promoted, it just screams marketing, right? Like, yeah. I don't know about you, but you know, unless it's like there's source code available and a whole bunch of other things and it's decentralized, It's marketing.
If it's the stock market, it ain't going to be decentralized.
Yeah.
Be regulated and tightly controlled.
Especially what they're talking about. Yeah.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about this hate monger asset manager, and he's hating on Bitcoin. But first, I'm going to go to the Max. He's on our line. I don't know if you're there. Can you hear us? To the Max?
I can hear you guys.
We got you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on our Matrix chat server. Sounding great. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw, but there was a documentary on, McAfee was on Netflix documentary, and they tried to get him, and it really seemed like a hit piece, and, he had four or five of the girls, that they had, that they were really interviewing throughout the thing, And, you know, he said that, you know, he'd have wild sex parties and stuff like that. He's admitted to stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, as libertarians, there's nothing wrong with that. But the documentary, I don't think gives him a fair shake, because I think he's a brilliant guy. Obviously, he you know.
Well, what were they alleging about him? I mean, we know he's a liar. So, like, were they saying something else about him?
Well, they claim that they never they asked him, well, what did they pay for? And we can't get into it. Well, we'll dance around it. But they said that he never paid them for sex, but he did pay them to
who cares if he did
other acts. Well, this documentary is acting like it was some big deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, he paid for sex.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be a problem. You know, as long as there was voluntary and everything else, you know, that goes along with that, and it's you know, it might not be my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean it's not somebody else's.
And I had a question. Do you guys think that everything that he's done is a lie, or do you think he's just a con artist, or do you think McAfee? I used to think McAfee, you know, antivirus was good before it got bought out, and then it started bogging down my computer, and everything started getting real bad. And
good is relative.
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Chris is going to have a very strong opinion about this, and as he pointed out earlier, he thinks basically the whole virus industry is a scam. Right? I mean, is that
literally started off as a scam, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And was it ever not a scam? You're gonna have a hard time convincing me.
Okay, and I just wanted to just say that because of the documentary, they said that he did some bad, nasty stuff, but never said. And I just think they buried him, and the documentary didn't show him in any good light. Maybe he doesn't need to be shown in a good light. Maybe he is just a dirtbag that killed somebody, you know?
Who knows? Good questions. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it, man. It sounded great there on the Matrix chat server, by the way, so check that out. Unfortunately, it's buggy. The Element program's buggy with Android. It doesn't seem like the Jitsi video chat works at all on Android right now, so... sorry about that. We've got something else we're working on to do online video and audio calling, but that's not quite ready for prime time. Meanwhile, we go to more of your phone calls. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Ryan.
Ryan.
And so I was wondering, I had about three questions. Well, one comment and then two questions.
All right.
The thing about prostitutes... It's a very distinct problem that older people take advantage of younger women, and that seems to be the major problem associated with prostitution.
I mean, is it not the other way around, where younger women are taking advantage of older guys?
Hold on. There's plenty of older prostitutes out there, by the way. I mean, I've not gone shopping around, but I know this because I've known at least one of them.
Well, that's fair enough, and so maybe if we want to actually play this game, I mean, maybe we could have, like, an age limit of 28 years, and you have to register as a prostitute so everyone knows that they're talking to, so you're not ending up in a situation where... Because the problem with prostitution is it involves such majorly deep levels of just negative aspects to your life. I mean, these people are not happy people.
How do you know?
Yeah, I know plenty of people who wouldn't consider it negative.
Yeah.
And actually, I know one person.
Okay, well, agree to disagree, but my major question is.
No, hold on. It's not
Bitcoin.
Just agree to disagree. I mean, we can get into whatever your major question is. There are plenty of professionals in the sex trade who are not doing it through some act of desperation. They're doing it because it's a way they can make a buttload of money. I mean, it is a very, if you're not putting your profits up your nose, it is a very profitable method of making money.
And not only that, because there are some people who are doing it for the wrong reasons doesn't necessarily mean you should ban it for everybody else who isn't.
That's right.
There are people that make $8 an hour that are extremely happy in this world because they live a normal, clean life. So I'm sorry.
So you're saying prostitution is dirty? Is that what you're saying?
I would say having sex with multiple partners for money and not enjoying the aspect of caring and love, I guess, or whatever, at least
giving
a damn about the person you're having a sex with.
Okay, first of all.
It invites a negative aspect that men end up taking advantage of women because men are the alpha. yourself kind of situation in the sexual experience.
That's a ridiculous.
That's a lie.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah, you can have sex with people and still have a loving, affectionate relationship with a single individual, you know, at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to say. Hold on, I'm not going to say.
I mean, it's not. It's just an act. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that there's love involved in a prostitute and a client
relationship. No, of course there isn't.
But for him to see, well, he was saying that, but he was also saying that there wasn't caring, and that may not be true. Some of these prostitutes may actually have some sort of concern for some of their clients, repeat clients, or whatever.
But why would you think that that's not the case? Like, I would think most people would have...
he thinks these are monsters. He thinks these are horrible human beings who are taking advantage of and
just
being taken
advantage
of. Just
because somebody is selling you a service doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they want to hurt you or you want to hurt them or, like take advantage of them or anything.
I really have questions about Bitcoin.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to get too deep into this. Okay, so the Bitcoin, I heard that, like, 5 people own, like, half of Bitcoin.
That can't be true.
And then my second question is why can't governments, since we're not even allowed to have, like, more than $10,000 cash, why can't we evolve to just having Bitcoins and then having much, much less actual hard money to where, because it doesn't really seem to make sense. And then if we actually had governments that could have their own Bitcoin system, it might be a way to kind of evolve.
Okay. So there's a lot packed into that one.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
And it's going to be hard. What I would recommend that you do, caller, is to call on another night and call earlier in the show, not the final segment, and then we can talk further about this stuff. I don't even want to start on the Bitcoin thing. But to go back to the prostitution discussion, yeah. And thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I do appreciate the questions. But to go back to the prostitution discussion, there are plenty of professionals out there, both men and women, who are prostitutes, and they do a clean job. You know, they use protection. They have themselves tested on a regular basis to make sure that they're not carrying any kind of nasty sexually transmitted diseases and such. And, you know, when you have a legal industry like you do in Nevada, for instance, you actually have some standards. Now, I don't agree that the government should be creating those standards, but nonetheless, the industries would probably do that on their own. But to suggest that men are taking advantage of the prostitutes is ridiculous. It's the prostitutes that set the price.
Yeah, it seems like it's the other way around. I mean, if it wasn't the other way around, there wouldn't be a price.
The men are desperate.
Right, the men are desperate, absolutely. Yeah.
They're willing to pay for something that, to them, is in short supply.
Absolutely.
And so the ladies hold most, if not all, of the cards.
I wouldn't even consider that the women taking advantage at that point. They're taking advantage of an opportunity, but not taking advantage in a bad way.
An agreement.
I agree.
An agreement with a willing client, and it should be legal.
Yeah.
More coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.